a group representing workers in the nightlife sector has criticised the government's response to its reopening, saying a continued shutdown will result in an upsurge of unregulated events. In a letter to the Taoiseach, Tánaiste and Minister for Arts, the Give Us the Night campaign says its industry is the only remaining one without any date for return, and described the government handling as inadequate, inflexible and lacking a basic understanding of how the industry works. Now, this Saturday, live theatre will be performed to an audience seated in Dublin's Gaiety Theatre. Only 50 people will be allowed per performance and masks must be worn at all times. We're joined by Joe Mangan, Director of Performance Corporation, that's the theatre company putting on the Gaiety show, and by Robbie Kitt, a DJ and spokesperson for Give Us the Night, the group campaigning to improve Irish nightlife. Joe, I'll come to you first. Tell us about Saturday's event.
Well, Saturday's event is going to be the first time the Gaiety's been opened in over 500 days, and the staff there and the producer, Breida Cash, who's put this project together, has worked so hard to ensure safety for our cast. Cathy Rose O'Brien, John Molloy, Rachel O'Byrne, Susanna Derrickson, our orchestra, and specifically our audience. We're antigen tested every day, and as you mentioned at the top, everyone is masked. So, whilst this is brilliant, the connection between our audience that'll be sitting in that beautiful chocolate box theatre and the crew and cast that have made this piece on stage will be magical. But 50 people in this venue, all masked, all socially distanced. I go outside the venue when we're in rehearsals and I see restaurants, bars, people cheek by jowl with people they don't know, unmasked. So I'm really concerned that we're just being left behind. You know, this project is happening as a result of the Live Performance Support Scheme, which is an initiative of the government, but it's very narrow. It's for a two-month period. Everything has to happen by the end of September. What happens our industry at the end of September? It's fascinating that we've been hearing about hospitality at the top of every news cycle for months, it feels like. Yet CSO figures told us that there was a 54% decrease in activity in the arts and events sector a couple of months ago, 16% in hospitality. So while people in our sector are moving to London, losing their homes and moving away from culture and the arts, we don't know what's coming down the line. Will we ever get back? Why are we being left till the very, very last moment? We were first out.
Robbie Kitt, good morning.
Good morning.
We'll be talking to Danny O'Reilly of the Coronas about Electric Picnic shortly. When do you realistically expect to get back to work now?
I mean, that's the big question, you know. Obviously, we welcome trial events, but the initial trial events for clubbing events were announced in July, and now they've been pushed back. We're calling for a guarantee that we'll have non-socially distanced trial events in September. Because there are events happening across Europe right now. You know, there's systems being implemented to run these events safely, as Joe described. Of course, there's lessons being learned, but COVID is not going away. We need to start learning how to manage it. We have to do that through action, not through sitting on our hands. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. And it's not just reopening, I think, for our sector as well. We have to acknowledge that spaces to dance in Ireland have been rapidly disappearing over the last 20 years. We've gone from, in 2001, 520 venues with dedicated dance floors, less than 80 today. That was before the pandemic. So the reality is that this uncertainty has actually plagued this industry for decades. Now, we've gone through a very dedicated consultancy process with the government. We've, been engaging with them through the Nighttime Economy Task Force over the last 8 months. We've been directly engaging with them for 2 years. We've talked to guards, fire safety officers, residents associations, transport authorities, local authorities. This has been a very extensively drawn-out process. The government has all the information and hasn't really responded to the issues that we've been describing. The pandemic has completely compounded all of this. As Joe says, we were the first out and we're looking to be the last in, and there's still no certainty. So it's incredibly frustrating situation to be in for people working in the industry.
DJ Robbie Kitt, and before that, Director Joe Mangan, thank you both very much for speaking to us this morning.